Join us today for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Dow is up 359 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Julian Lloyd Webber and the English Chamber Orchestra led by Nicholas Cleobury in the famous Le Cygne, or The Swan, from the Carnival of the Animals by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. More classical music to share here on a Monday afternoon. Coming up, we've got one of the violin sonatas by Bach, Violin Sonata No. 5, as well as a return of the English Chamber Orchestra. I'll be back later with a pretty gorgeous Danish recorder concerto. It's by one Thomas Koppel, and it's called Moonchild's Dream, featuring virtuoso Michala Petri, all in just a little bit. What we have next is the Ulster Orchestra. Bryden Thompson is the conductor. Music by English composer Arnold Bax next, and an early 20th century tone poem that transports us to an enchanting place, some gorgeous woodlands on a sunlit morning. We'll listen to The Happy Forest next on KPR. A picture rendered in music, more of a setting, really. That's by composer Arnold Bax. It's called The Happy Forest. Bryden Thompson, conductor of the Ulster Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:19 now, and in the second half of the hour, we'll have back along the English Chamber Orchestra, along with recorder virtuoso Michala Petri, for a Danish recorder concerto that goes by the name of Moonchild's Dream. Should be quite appealing, and it's coming up in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at CromwellSolar.com. I hear that Virtual Cinema Go-Go is coming back on Friday night with some more cinematic treasures. This time it's The Mummy's Hand, the film debut of Karis the Mummy, who's bent on strangling the entire cast. Also, from 1962, there's The Hand of Death. You can get your free ticket now at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us on Friday night at 7. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We'll enjoy music by Bach next on KPR. Violinist John Holloway and David Moroni at harpsichord for the fifth violin sonata in F minor, next on KPR. The fifth violin sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by violinist John Holloway, joined on harpsichord by David Moroni, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:39, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR news update, with classics to enjoy till 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Right now on the KU campus, about 24 degrees, with some strong winds and some chilly wind chills. Wind chills coming in at -4 right now, and winds should be occasionally gusting to 30 miles an hour throughout the day. It's only going to warm up to about 32 for this afternoon, and tonight looks chilly as well. We'll have a low of 15 with clear skies and A breezy evening, but it won't be too much longer before it starts to feel like spring again. Tomorrow's high should be around close to 50 and about 70 by Wednesday. We have something for you next from a Danish composer, one of the leading figures in Danish opera, film, and ballet. Music from one Thomas Kopel next. This is a concerto for recorder, one that he came up with back in 1991, specifically with the virtuoso Mikhaila Petri in mind. This is called Moonchild's Dream, and it's a concerto that magically depicts the hopes and fears of a small girl living in the poorest part of Copenhagen. We'll listen to Mikhaila Petri and the English Chamber Orchestra, Moonchild's Dream, next on KPR. Recorder virtuoso Mikhaila Petri performing in a concerto written specifically for her back in 1991 by Danish composer Thomas Kopel called Moonchild's Dream. Petri performed alongside the English Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News next. We have music for you by Jean Sibelius, George Enesco, and much more coming up in the next hour. Stay with us on KPR.
This is the story.
.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Romance for String Orchestra, composed by Jean Sibelius, played by the Gothenburg Symphony, conductor and MARV on Kansas Public Radio. Not the only romantic piece we've got for you in this hour. A bit later on, we'll have the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra bring us music from a late 19th century Austrian composer by the name of Franz Schreker and his Romantic Suite. We've got that, plus the very charming Italian serenade by composer Hugo Wolf with the Takash Quartet. All that and more to enjoy. Classical music continues here on a Monday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas. Devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. What we have for you next is a whirlwind of an orchestral creation. It's by Romanian composer George Enesco. And one of the first things that he wrote, he was about 18 years of age when he composed the following piece in 1901. It is the first of two so-called Romanian rhapsodies. In the words of the composer, just a few tunes thrown together without thinking about it, a modest statement for what would have been one of his great contributions to the classical world. We've got Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 and the London Symphony led by Andrei Previn for you next on Kansas Public Radio. From Romanian composer George Enesco, here's Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 in A major, composed in 1901. Andrei Previn led the London Symphony Orchestra for us here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:24 now, we've got music from a pair of Austrian composers coming up, Hugo Wolf next, and a bit later after that, the Berlin Radio Symphony gives us a Romantic Suite, music by composer Franz Schreker in just a few minutes, here on Kansas Public Radio. Helping to make classical music possible today on KPR is Molly Sisson of Manhattan, Kansas, a longtime listener member hoping for lovely spring weather. Many thanks from everyone here at KPR for your support, Molly. As for that spring weather, well, it should be on the way. It is about 26 degrees here on the KU campus. Today's high topping out around 32, with 30-mile-an-hour chilly winds. Tonight, clear, lows around 14 degrees. But it's going to start to turn around by tomorrow, when it warms up to about 50 on Tuesday, and then we've got sunny skies and about 71 by Wednesday. We're with the Takash Quartet next, and we have some music from a 19th-century Austrian composer by the name of Hugo Wolf, and one of his most notable works from 1892. This is a charming piece called The Italian Serenade in G on Kansas Public Radio. The Italian Serenade, music by Austrian composer Hugo Wolf from 1892. We listen there to the Takash Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later this evening, catch more classical music in the 7 p.m. hour, and we've got Classics Live from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page. Coming up on Friday night, KPR's Virtual Cinema Go-Go will be back with a gruesome double feature. We've got The Hand of Death, as well as The Mummy's Hand. It's a free event, but you'll need access credentials. You can get those now over at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org. Time to bring you now some music from another Austrian composer. Born in the late 19th and lived mainly in the early 20th century, we'll hear music next from Franz Schreker, a student at the Vienna Conservatory and later on professor of music at that same institution. This is music written in 1903, his Romantic Suite, Joan Valletta and the Berlin Radio Symphony, next on KPR. Composed in 1903 by Franz Schreker of Austria, his Romantic Suite, in a performance by the Berlin Radio Symphony under conductor Joan Valletta on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. A little bit more classical music in store for you this evening. There's music from 7 to 8 p.m., and, of course, Classics Live from 8 to 9. And as for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on this Monday afternoon. I do hope you enjoyed it, and I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We're expecting a low around 15 degrees tonight, highs tomorrow around 50. This is KPR, and it's 3:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Lots to talk about. Get you an update of news headlines in just about another 11 minutes. Coming up at 3:36, the band behind the animated film K-Pop Demon Hunters has gone from completely unknown to global sensation.
The most validating thing is seeing other Korean girls like look at me and be like, thank you. Thank you for like teaching me that it's okay to be expressive and to show myself.
Music and conversation with the members of Huntrix, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Every single dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters, and I do mean that. Maybe it's a one-time gift of $10, maybe it's $10 a month. The occasional $100 a month contribution, maybe a dollar a day. That's how it works here at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up by far the largest share of our income, which is why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear tonight. Pretty cold, though. Lows around 15 degrees. It's 28 in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
Future if allies don't help the U.S. in Iran. Will they? That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 28 degrees in Topeka, 31 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Here in the coming weeks, Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished higher on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republicans blocked a bill expanding diagnostic mammograms over political squabbles, according to Democrats. Diagnostic mammograms are follow-up tests when a first screening spots something suspicious. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt is lobbying for the bill, and she is running against Senate President Ty Masterson in the Republican gubernatorial primary. The Beacon was told the bill had the votes to pass the Kansas Senate and was scheduled for debate, but nothing happened. Megan Word with the American Cancer Society supported the bill.
When detected early and before it has spread, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is 99%, but it drops to 32% for late-stage diagnoses.
Republicans say the bill failed because businesses are worried their insurance plans will cost more. Kansas, like nearly half of the states, falls far short of providing enough mental health resources. A new report finds providers in the state can only meet about 20% of the demand for psychiatric services. Caitlin Hochul is with Inseparable, the advocacy group that offered a report on this issue. She says the state lacks enough mental health workers.
So what that means is there's a significant amount of people who are seeking care and not able to get the help that they need.
Hochul says Kansas has made strides in investing in mental health workforce development, but the state still has critical shortages when it comes to mental health crisis workers. She says raising reimbursement rates and financial incentives like college loan repayment programs could boost the workforce. The KU Jayhawks are making their 36th straight appearance in the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament. Greg Eklund has more on their place in this year's bracket.
As a number 4 seed, KU will travel to San Diego and open against Cal Baptist, a school in Riverside, California. It's making its first appearance in the NCAA tournament, and Jayhawks coach Bill Self addresses the experience factor.
Could it be a factor in some ways? Yeah, I guess it could, but, I coached you know, Tulsa when it's the first time any of those guys had played in the tournament, and they actually did fairly well. So I don't know that that's a huge factor.
This will also be the first time KU will play Cal Baptist, which won the automatic bid in the Western Athletic Conference tournament. Tip-off will be 8:45 on Friday night. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 15 degrees. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, clouding up through the day, though. Highs around 50, lows in the upper 30s for tomorrow night. It's 28 degrees in Lawrence. It is 27 in Chanute. It's 3:35.
From NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is the story of an experiment that backfired.
KPR's Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go returns Friday night with another horrifying double feature.
Let me go! Let me go!
From 1940, The Mummy's Hand. And our second big feature, The Hand of Death, where another well-meaning scientist accidentally turns himself into a death-dealing monster.
It's mighty scary.
Admission's free, but you'll need access credentials. Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At 4:06, well, probably the biggest news of the day is that Donald Trump is asking U.S. allies to help end Iran's very effective shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz. And it turns out he is not happy with how some of the countries around the world have responded.
We protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic.
So why exactly are these allies reluctant? Greg Myrie will tell us about it. We will also learn about something called a PFAS annihilator. You know, those forever chemicals, PFAS, PFAS. Well, for decades, firefighters used a foam that contained a lot of them. They can cause cancer. They can cause other illnesses. There was nothing we could do about it, but now maybe there is. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Elsa Jernews.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their client's interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From EBSCO, dedicated to empowering medical affairs teams with peer-reviewed research, AI-powered summaries, and tools for literature reviews. Learn more at EBSCO.com. From Progressive, Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Artie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.